Hello, this is Katie in August with my first AMA. I've tried not to write too much for these answers so that they sound as natural as possible and not just like I'm reading from a script. Thank you everyone who sent in questions. I didn't expect to get half as many as I did, so you've given me enough to do possibly two or three of these. So I'll do this one, and then if you guys like it, then I'll do another. So, first question, which is from, well, actually, if quite a few of you posted this question, but the first one that I saw was from Oak Nuggins, and that was the big question: what made you decide to start posting audios on GWA? Okay, so a couple of American friends of mine that I'm friends with on Discord sent me some audio links to a performer who I don't believe is active anymore called Carnivore, and I'd not heard anything like it before. Any kind of erotic audio like that. I mean, it was something totally new, and it was the most erotic thing I'd heard in a long time. Which was quickly followed by some links to Moondance with Me, who remains one of my favourites. And I sent them a short video of me sort of explaining the different British accents that there are because of some inflections on the words in Moondance's audios. And they said to me, "Oh, wow, your voice is actually really nice. You should do this." And it took me about 10 seconds to think, yeah, I will. I shall do this. So, yeah, that's how that came about. Second question, which is actually, there's actually three questions on this one, which is from Mangroves, who I know very well. First question, with the torrent of content you've been producing, surely you must be parched. What's your hydration routine? Do you know, I haven't been this well hydrated in a long time. I keep a little glass bottle in the shape of an owl by my recorder, my recording station, which is a fancy term for my makeup desk with a microphone on it. And yeah, I have to keep drinking about 6 or 7 times through every audio. So if you ever hear a strange pause in that, it's because I've had to edit out the fact that I am hastily gulping water. And there you go. Describe all the toys you use in recording. Well, as you guys all know, I recently added to that collection. My initial toys that I had were my small Klitstim vibrator, which is a sort of very small hand sized black vibrator with a little point on the end, which was my favourite. And I don't know exactly where that one came from. I think it was Anne Summers. I can't remember what it was called, but yeah, had that one for a little while. The dildo that I use for replicating blowjobs in audios is, and which I have also used on myself to replicate the sound of a dick in a pussy, so keep an ear out for that from now on, is called the Lifelike Lover Ultra, which is 9-inch realistic extra long dildo, which I love. It's one of my favorite things. It suctions onto the wall, and I love that. I've used it quite a few times. It is a little bit big for me because I actually don't have a very deep pussy. Bit of background knowledge there for you. Someone recently asked how deep I was, and I measured using that dildo, and 5 inches, that's how deep I am. So I can't get too much up in there. My other two toys, obviously I've got my new Hitachi magic wand, which I'm in love with. I think since I've bought it, I've used it about 10 times. I think that's in the space of about 2 days. And it's magical. It's awesome. And then my last toy is a glass, which has yet to make a debut on this channel, which is my glass butt plug, which I do intend to use. I am planning on doing a ramble fap where I use, or I basically fill every hole I have and record it for you lovely boys and girls. And the last question from Mangroves, does it get annoying that all we American pervs can't stop obsessing about your British accent? No, I love it. Yeah. Up until this point, I've never considered my accent to be attractive. I mean, I knew I spoke well, but my voice itself, I never considered it to be anything other than my voice. I mean, of course, when I've been to America a couple of times and you do get the stereotypical, oh my God, your accent is so adorable, which I find really, really cool. And so, yeah, no, I love it. It doesn't get annoying at all. Okay. Next question is from Arthur Wynn, who, again, I love, brilliant scriptwriter. I think I've done my most popular upload, which was my blowjob JOI, was written by him, and which I'm eternally grateful for. And that is, how do you manage your time between reading, writing, recording scripts, interacting with fans, spending time with your partner, your other hobbies and interests, and finding time for yourself? Well, the simple answer to that is, when I first started doing this, I basically did this all the time. Like 90% of my waking hours were spent doing these recordings. I was addicted to doing them. Now that initial obsession has calmed down a little bit, it's helped, I think, now that I've stopped uploading every single day. That was a bit much. I've still got some on backlog, which is awesome. So there's not quite so much of an urgent need to record all the time, every given moment. Thankfully, my husband, he actually, I think, quite enjoys the times when I say, right, I'm going to go record now, because it means he then gets to go and do video games. So, yeah, he's happy about that. With everything else, like reading and writing, I haven't been able to do so much of that lately, but I do want to try and start writing my own scripts. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Next question, Ents1991, who, again, another one who's been with me from the beginning, I think. What's your favourite role to play in your recordings? Submissive, dominant, or switch? And secondly, do you use a toy to make you come in your recordings, or do you use your fingers? Oh, favourite role. I think I'm probably best at dominant, just because of the way my voice is, but I actually really enjoy playing submissive types. I mean, to be honest, I am quite switchy in real life, but generally I do lean more towards the sub side of things, which is a bit unexpected generally, considering I'm 6 foot tall, so very, very tall sub. Most of my doms have been shorter than me, but... do I come with my fingers or use a toy? I use a toy. I struggle to come using just my fingers alone, which is slightly annoying, because it then means that you do get the residual hum of the toy in the background. And no matter what noise reduction you do, there is still that. So yeah, generally, if you can hear a slight humming in the background of any of my audios, it's because I'm using one of my little handheld vibrators. Hardly Hearer asks, how do you feel about water sports? Now, this is interesting, because I have nothing against them, really. They don't do anything for me. I don't get off on the idea of peeing on anyone or having anyone pee on me. If there was someone who wanted to do it, who wanted to like pee on my breasts or on my body or whatever, fine, I'd be up for it. Nothing above the neck, but yep. Oh, and we have a couple of questions here as well from another one of my favourites, the Canadian Viking 88. He's amazing. One of my favourite, all-time favourite voices on GWA. Question, what's your creative process for coming up with a voice for an audio? I don't have one. I read the script once and then I get the microphone going and that is literally it. And it generally just sort of evolves as I go. What I'll then do is sometimes I'll go back to the beginning and re-record the start because I generally tend to really get into a voice towards the latter third of a recording. And also any D&D experiences you'd like to share. I remember the first proper D&D session I had. It was with my husband as DM and one of his friends. And it was my favourite character that I created, who was a very flamboyant pirate rogue called Sébastien de Liancourt. I don't know why I gave him a French name, but it fit him. It suited him. And the campaign started with me meeting my husband's friend's character. And we found a werewolf, a female werewolf, with a cub beside her. And the werewolf, I think, my husband's friend killed, which I was very angry about. And I got to adopt the little werewolf cub, who I named Argent, which is French for silver. And I got inspiration during that that session, as my acting was apparently just that good. Another experience that might be worth mentioning, actually, which is what got me into D&D in the first place, which was when my husband was watching an episode of Crit Roll. I won't spoil what's happening in the episode in case any of you haven't listened to it, but one of the characters in it, one of the characters died, and the sheer amount of emotion in that moment, I was only half listening, it was incredible, and I was like, I need to play this game. So yeah, that was another big moment. Toucanplay617 asks, what vibrator were you using in that clip? I think that clip by meaning the invitation to the AMA. That was my small handheld black vibrator, which was my previous favourite before unfortunately being usurped by my Hitachi wand. Oh, quite a few questions here from Valentino87. I think I've included all of these because they were quite good questions. In the biopic film about your life, which actress would you choose to play the role of you? Okay, so there's two sides to this. One, which actress who would I want to play me and who actually probably would play me? Because if it was choosing who I would like to play me, it would probably be Karen Gillan, because she's a redhead like I am naturally and she's incredibly beautiful. If it was who I think would probably play me, it would probably be Miranda Hart, because we are quite similar. You know, same height, same sort of voice. And yeah, I am just as much of a clumsy idiot as she is in real life. Yes, don't let any of the seductive performances fool you. In real life, I am a massive dork. If you could be intimate with someone from history, who would it be? Oh, that's a question and a half. Anne Boleyn, because she's one of my historical heroines, and supposedly she was incredibly charismatic and sexy. So yeah, definitely her as one. And Jesus? Is that blasphemous? I don't know. Probably. I don't know. There would just be, I have a thing about religious icons, and yeah, I mean, it would be a talking point, wouldn't it? to something to say around the table at the Last Supper. How would a fellow Brit describe your accent? Posh. All through my life, you've got the posh accent. So yeah, I'm not quite BBC RP type accent, not quite that much, which is sort of like how the Queen talks, but yeah, definitely posh. Which is funny because I'm not. I am in no way, I'm not rich. My family isn't rich. My parents come from London and a small village nearby where we live, and they just instilled the well-spoken accent into me and my sister from birth. So has recording for GWA changed your self-esteem, libido and sexuality in real life? Well, yes, it has done wonders for my self-esteem, actually. I do feel a lot more confident in my voice and take a bit more pride in it, I think, which sounds strange. But when I'm at work and I'm serving people, I find myself speaking more so in the way that I talk on my audios, which I think is a bit of a surprise to some of them. And as for my libido and sexuality, well, since starting to listen to GWA recordings, I spend most of the day in various states of arousal. So, and I certainly don't think I've masturbated so many times in ages. So yeah, it has had an impact. When you post a new recording, there's a good chance that multiple people from around the world are touching themselves to your voice at the same time. How does that make you feel? Powerful. In truth, I love that thought. I hadn't even considered it, and a mass masturbation to my voice, that, yeah, I could build a cult around that very happily. I would be high priestess of that cult. Best music concert or performance you've seen in person? Ooh, best concert, because I am a Caucasian British girl born in the early 90s. I would say the best concert I ever saw was Ed Sheeran. Me and my husband went to see him a couple of years ago, and it was absolutely incredible. He's such an amazing performer live. And there was a part where he was singing a Photograph, and the entire audience started singing it back to him. And it was such a really lovely atmosphere. So yeah, that was amazing. Best performance was definitely when I went to see Hamilton about a year ago, I think. More than that. Yeah, about a year and a half ago. And it was just the most incredible thing. When they were performing Nonstop, which is my favourite song on that soundtrack. Words fail. That was incredible. Did you have posters on your bedroom wall as a teenager? And of whom? I did indeed. Almost the majority of them were Legolas, because he was my first big crush. So I had about 5 Legolas posters, a couple of just normal Orlando Bloom ones, and I think Busted as well were on there, the band Busted, because they were one of my, that was the first concert I ever went to see. And typical 90s, 90s teenager posters. What is the biggest age difference you've had with an intimate partner? Okay, so depending on if you mean in real life or in cyberspace, biggest age difference in reality was I was 22 and he was 39, and that was cool. We went on one date, ended up going back to his place, and so that was the biggest one in real life. In cyberspace, biggest age gap doing cyber sex was probably when I was about 25, and back when I was on Pornhub, and the guy was 65, and that was really cool because I do have a massive age gap kink. Both the kink itself is massive, and I like when the age gap is massive, so yeah, that was really, really fun. What is the shortest / longest period between meeting someone and being intimate with them? Ooh. Shortest, I went on a date with a guy once, and I went over to his apartment, and I think within about 3 hours we were having sex. I can't even explain why, he was just really cool. Longest period between meeting someone and being intimate with them. Okay, this one definitely goes to my husband, considering that we met when we were 8 years old and we first had sex when we were 23. So that would definitely be the longest one. If you were a tree, what kind would you be? Oh, that's such a sweet question. A redwood, tall and red, pretty much describes me. What is your phone number? Well, ladies and gentlemen, my phone number is 0800 00 1066. Anyone from Britain should get that reference. It begins in 07 and you can figure out the rest. Okay, next we've got quite a large bunch of questions from Scorpio number 99, who has sent me some of the most eloquently put messages that I've received on here. I very much enjoy reading them. So first of all, do you think you will go to an OnlyFans type account in the future? No, that depends. If there was a sufficient demand that if people wanted to see parts of me that I don't post on GWA, then perhaps, but no current plans for that. Have you any plans for custom audios? Yes, I want to start doing commissions. Up till now, I have been doing a few custom audios here and there, but just because it takes a bit more time, I do still want to do them, but I may start, charging just a small fee. I will be posting information on how much custom audios will be on my page, so keep an eye out for that. Do you think you would do a live recording with yourself and your partner? No, is the answer to that. A, because he's not verified, and B, because that's private, that's our things, and he's not a performer. That's just ours. What are your favourite films? I do actually, if anyone's interested, I do want to go and do a much more in-depth audio about my favourite films and why they're my favourites, because I can talk for 1,000 years about why I love them. But off the top of my head, my absolute favourite films are Lord of the Rings, the whole trilogy. I put them together because they are the same story. Absolute favourite films of all time, definitely. Pan's Labyrinth. Guillermo del Toro is one of my favourite directors. Princess Mononoke. I love Studio Ghibli, or Studio Ghibli, however you choose to pronounce it. But that one was the first one I ever saw, and it remains my favourite, partially because it has one of the most beautiful soundtracks of any film ever. The Dark Crystal, which is a Jim Henson film from the 80s, and it's one of the most gorgeous puppeted films ever. I have seen the Netflix version that they did of it, but I still prefer the original. And lastly, Perfume, Story of a Murderer. An incredibly sensual, twisted film, and I love it. Do you make love with music on? If so, what? I've only made love with music on once, and that was to Something About Us by Daft Punk, because it's one of the most sexual songs ever written. Can you rank the Star Wars films in your favourite order? Okay, so starting from the bottom, from worst to best, it would have to be Rise of Skywalker, because I'm not going to do the surrounding lore films. I'm just going to do the main films. So yeah, Rise of Skywalker, because it was garbage and I actually cried watching that because I was so disappointed. I had such hopes for when I heard that J.J. Abrams was coming back to do the third film, and it's terrible. Then The Last Jedi, just because the only parts of that film that I enjoyed were the Kylo Ren and Rey moments, partly because I love Adam Driver and I love the character of Kylo Ren, but the rest of it, to be honest, it just all felt rather pointless, and I didn't like what they did to Luke's character. Then after that, it would be Attack of the Clones, because as much as the prequel memes are amazing, it's so bad. Hayden Christensen's acting and the dialogue, it's just so awful. So that one. Then it would probably be Empire Strikes Back, just because out of the initial three, that's the one that I think I've seen the most, because it's my husband's favorite, and it's just I've seen it so many times, it's kind of worn me down. Following that, probably Phantom Menace. It has a nostalgia factor for me. It was the first one I went to see in the cinema. But yeah, any Jar Jar is too much Jar Jar. Then it would probably be The Force Awakens. No. Then it would be Revenge of the Sith. Because that actually, I think, has some pretty decent moments in it, even though it is one of the prequels. Especially from Ewan McGregor at the in the fight on Mustafar. And then it would be, then Return of the Jedi. And then The Force Awakens, which I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for, but I really liked that one. I thought it had, and I still love it just because it had such promise. I mean, I don't necessarily agree that Rey should have been the main character. I think that Finn would have been a much more interesting main character. The idea of a stormtrooper turning out to be a Jedi, I thought that was so cool. I really thought that's where they were going with it. But I love the character of Kylo Ren. I thought that, again, he had so much promise. You know, a Sith character that's drawn to the light, and that's their sort of torment. I really, really liked that idea. It makes me sad that they didn't, things didn't pan out the way they should. And then lastly would be A New Hope, because it's a classic, the soundtrack's incredible, and you just can't beat it. But over all of them, I think my absolute favourite Star Wars thing is The Mandalorian. Absolutely. If you haven't watched that show, do it. Really do it. And also Rogue One. That, I think, is actually probably one of the best of the Star Wars films. Sorry, that was a very rambling list. And I really given myself much time to think about it. Would you do cosplay at a con, and who would it be? I have done cosplay a couple of times. My first cosplay that I ever did, when I was about 19, I dressed as Alex from A Clockwork Orange. Then I also went as Cecil from Welcome to Night Vale, which is interesting because he doesn't really have a specific look. So it was my interpretation of the character. That was really, really cool. And if I could go as anybody, it would probably be, honestly, I think if I could choose anyone to cosplay as, it would probably be one of the members from Daft Punk. Like, their look, probably Thomas Bangalter's robot outfit. Does that count as cosplay? Probably not, but yeah, that's who I would choose. Coffee or tea? Neither. I am a disgrace to the British Empire. I don't like tea, and I can't stand coffee either. So, what's your go-to drink in a bar? Vodka and orange juice. Going to the gym or swimming? Swimming, 100%. I hate the gym, love swimming. I'm definitely a water baby. Where do you want to travel to? I would love to go to Norway and see the Northern Lights, Japan, New Zealand, and I would like to also do a road trip of the entirety of the UK. That would be my dream trip. What's your favourite food? Pizza. It's got to be. Are you early morning or night owl? Night owl, 100%. I'm not a morning person at all. Do you really want the fans to send the audio of us jacking? Yes, please. I love it. It's great to listen to. These three questions are from someone anonymous. First of all, if you were going to try and make a guy who you really wanted to impress come, what exactly would you wear, and what would you do to make sure he never forgot that first time? Okay, so what I actually had this discussion with someone a short while ago. What I would wear, I have a dress which I bought when I went to a Blade Runner secret cinema showing, when I was supposed to be dressing up as a pleasure replicant, and it's partially inspired by Pris's outfit in the film. So if you go and if you look up her, you'll see roughly what it looked like, which is a sort of black mesh sleeve dress with a very, very, very tight short bodice and skirt, which I would wear with I think lace top stockings and high heels. And what I would do, give the guy a blowjob, because I've been told I excel quite nicely at those. What secretly did you have a huge orgasm to over Christmas, and what turned you on about it? Be explicit, be detailed, and be honest. Ooh, okay, I know exactly what the answer is to this one. Over Christmas, I developed something of a liking for, don't judge me for this, anal fisting videos. I don't know what it is. I think it's just because they're so visceral, and there's that taboo about them, and that kind of body modification type thing. It's the same reason I have a thing for throat fucking, because when you can see the guy's dick in the woman's throat, it's just something about it. Yeah, so I had a huge orgasm to that over Christmas. What underwear are you wearing at the moment? At the moment, I am actually wearing, again, betraying my nerd self, they are silky Spider-Man panties with black lace around the butt. They're awesome. I love them. They're very comfortable. I'll do this last selection of questions and then I'll leave it for another audio, because otherwise this will go on forever and ever. These ones are from Kiniku Montaro 77, who has left loads of comments on my audios, so thank you very much for that. What's the wildest place you've had sex? Oh, my best friend's living room floor. I had sex with her brother, and we had sex on the living room floor. That was fun. No. There was one time when me and my husband had sex in a mountain pool in Wales. That was really cool, because it was just starting to get dark, the stars were coming out, and it was awesome. It was magical. What are some of your favourite kinks? Okay, right. Favourite kinks. I love anal. It's the slight taboo. So anything taboo, I absolutely love. Taboo and slightly filthy. So yeah, anal is a big one. Face fucking, I absolutely love. The noises, the degradation of it. Absolutely. What else? Very small women with very large men gets me as well. I like it when a man can throw a woman around and just use her like a sex doll. Because I'm a nerd, I couldn't not say hentai. I do have a thing for the girl and orc videos, or like monster videos. Monster fucking is a kink of mine, which I don't confess to everyone, of course I'm confessing it to the internet. As I said before, age play, very much enjoy that. One of my favourite, possibly my favourite, porn video, which I actually own, it's the only one I've ever spent money on, is of a girl in her early 20s getting fucked by a bunch of older guys who I reckon would be in their sort of 50s or 60s. And I love it. I love it so much. And lastly, okay, this is a slightly strange one, and I could not explain to you why, but really, really pretty girls with not so attractive guys. I don't know why, but it's just one of those kinks that kind of gets me. That's probably all of the main ones. Did you have a conservative upbringing? No. It depends. When you say conservative, if you mean like political conservative, no. My parents are very, very left-wing. And if you mean very proper, then not really. My family's a bit weird. So, I didn't really have a conservative upbringing. I had a Christian upbringing, if that means anything. How tall are you? 5'11" and a half, 6 foot first thing in the morning. I'm very tall. Did anyone tell you prior to GWA you have an enchanting accent? Yes, actually. One of the people I used to work with, he said to me once, oh, you should do a sex line. Your accent is, you know, is really hot. And so it was after that I started doing Pornhub for that reason, because I had no idea that this existed. Had I known, I probably would have just gone straight to this. But so people have said, and people do say, oh, what a lovely posh accent you have. But not my voice so much, my accent more, but there we go. And favourite colour? Forest green, definitely. Forest green and black, my two favourite colours. I said that was the last section of questions I was going to do, but I've just looked at the time and it's not running too long, so I'm going to do these ones as well, which are from, and I don't know how this is, oh, random person 98, but spelt RDMPRSN. So, first of all, how do you like your eggs? Scrambled. Scrambled English style. What is your favourite snack? Oh, Dairy Milk chocolate and Penn State sour cream and chive pretzels, sometimes both together. Favourite holiday memory? When I was young, my parents and I, my sister, we went to Vermont for Christmas. And that was awesome. We were in this gorgeous hotel. We had French toast with maple syrup for breakfast and went skiing. And that was amazing. I'd really love to do that again. Favourite not safe for work holiday memory? Favourite not safe for work holiday memory? Valentine's Day when I was 23. Me and my then boyfriend, we just got together and he'd come back from a holiday in Italy. He came to my house and we had sex right in the entryway of my parents' house. And that was awesome. What has changed the most for you over the last year? What lifestyle changes and what have you been doing to stay busy? Well, this. but before that... Well, the same thing that's changed for everyone. Strangely enough, I think I've actually learned that I'm more extroverted than I thought. I've always considered myself an introvert. I don't really like spending too much time with people, but I was saying to my co-workers the other day, before lockdown and before COVID, I never liked clubbing really at all. But now, if someone said to me, you have to go in this small room with 100 writhing, sweaty, naked dancing bodies. Naked? Where did that come from? There aren't many clubs like that around where I live. And, you know, I would be up for that in an instant. I miss touching people. Not even in a sexual way, just a handshake, hugs. I miss that so much. And when this shit show is over, I'm just going to go out more, I think. Right, so that was the first half of my AMA. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did like it, do leave a comment and I will continue. I have loads more questions here, which I would love to answer. So yeah, hope you all have a lovely weekend wherever you are. And yeah, bye.